Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are joining us in person and those of you who are joining us online. Just a few announcements this morning. We still have directories available. Currently they're in the narthex, but we're going to bring them on over to the potluck. So if you haven't gotten your directory yet, feel free to purchase yours. They're $14. The church is covering the rest of the cost, but you can pay with cash or check. And I think Herbert might be helping with that at the potluck, so find Herbert. We want to congratulate two couples connected to our congregation who got married yesterday. Alice and Lohr got married to Landon Lauder, and Taylor Gabriel, Max and Libby's grandson, got married to Alexis, and so we congratulate them and offer prayers now for their marriage. Yes, you can clap, Jim. Yes. This week on Wednesday, we've got senior citizens group at the office complex. That's a typo in the bulletin. And worship and music, and tomorrow is council. In 2 weeks, we have our trunk or treat from 5 to 7 on Saturday the 26th. The Girl Scouts who meet at the office complex have asked if they can come and participate, but that means we're going to need more trunks than we usually have. So if you'd be willing to spend that evening here handing out candy to trick-or-treaters, you can decorate your trunk if you want to, but if you just want to come and sit in a lawn chair and hand out candy, that is fine too. In, I think, 3 Sundays, it is going to be All Saints Sunday already. So we've got Reformation Sunday coming up, All Saints Sunday. If you will begin to think about any loved one who has died since last November 1st and get those names to me so that on All Saints Sunday we can light a candle in their memory. So please be thinking about that. You can email or text me those names. We have a few birthdays this week. Tammy Turner, Keith Cecil and Logan Turner, and several anniversaries. Greg and Gyla Kepley, Mike and Joanna Wilson, Dean and Tony Chapman, and Stuart and Carolyn Walmsley. And then a few baptisms, Robert Fritz, Latifah Dennis, and Crystal Ferguson. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And finally, there is a potluck after worship this morning. You all are invited to stay, whether or not you have brought something. There is plenty for everyone. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. All right, Belle, which one you want? Stuck. There we go. And I'm going to use blue because your shoes are blue. Thank you. Please stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sin. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
love of Jesus Christ. Oh, I perimenopause brain moment. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. With you. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, increase in us your gift of faith, that forsaking what lies behind and reaching out to what lies ahead, we may follow the way of your commandments and receive the crown of everlasting joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Maddie. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Brantley. We've got a couple of birthday pals up here this week. Sawyer had his golden birthday. He turned 9 on the 9th. And yesterday, Maddie turned 3. Happy birthday. Well, I don't know if you just saw, but a minute ago, I got twisted up on my words, and I forgot the words I was supposed to say. Words that I say every Sunday. I should know those words. But here's what I want to tell you. When we participate in worship, God does not expect perfection. That's not even what God wants from us. God wants us to offer ourselves authentically and who we are and where we are. And so if we make mistakes, it's okay, because God loves us, and worship is our offering to God. I also wanted to talk to you about the scripture lesson for this morning. We're going to read it in just a minute when you go to Children's Church with Carol. But there's a man who comes to Jesus, and he asks Jesus some questions. But there are two things that really struck me when I was reading it this week. The man is struggling with a few things. And when he comes to Jesus with his struggle, with his questions, it says that Jesus saw him and Jesus loved him with compassion. And I want you to know that life is hard, but God is always with us, and even when we struggle, that Jesus sees you, and that Jesus loves you, and Jesus has compassion for you. And so I want to say that to each of you this morning. Cameron, Jesus sees you, and Jesus loves you. Kate, Jesus sees you, and Jesus loves you. Sawyer, Jesus sees you, and Jesus loves you. Maddie, Jesus sees you, and Jesus loves you. Brantley, Jesus sees you, and Jesus loves you. And that is a wonderful gift. And I also want you to know that your church family, that we see you, we look forward to seeing you every single Sunday, but we see you and we love you too. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Sometimes life is hard. We feel overwhelmed. We have big feelings. Sometimes we feel invisible. But we know, Jesus, that you see us and you love us. Help us to remember that. We love you, God. Amen. All right, everyone, you may go to Children's Church with Carol this morning.
Fourth chapter of Hebrews. Indeed, the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And before him, no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one to whom we must render an account. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who, in every respect, has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
The 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. As he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before Jesus and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." And he said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all of these since my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were perplexed by these words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were greatly astounded and said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God all things are possible." Peter began to say to him, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news, who will not receive 100-fold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, as you all know, my birthday was this past week. And I don't know about you, but I always get a little more reflective around my birthday, more reflective than usual. It isn't uncommon for me to dig out old journals to help me reminisce and to be reminded of how far I have come. I've also got photo boxes filled with pieces of paper, scraps of things that never made their way into journals. Pieces of paper, big and small, with hopes and dreams written upon them. Prayers, ideas, lists. You all know I love a list. And in them, I found a piece of paper that had phrases from hymns and songs that have been significant to me. As I looked over the list, I remember writing it back in college and remember that these lyrics were prayers of mine that I prayed over and over again. Like this phrase, "Let my glad heart, while it sings, thee in all proclaim, and whatever the future brings, glorify thy name." Whatever the future brings. Or from that same hymn, "Not from sorrow, pain, or care, freedom dare I claim. This alone shall be my prayer, glorify thy name." I'd sing these for you, but all you would hear is my voice, while in my head I hear the band and the percussion and all the instruments. It sounds much different in my head, but you get the point. Also on the list of phrases on that list from hymns that have really spoken to me is the last phrase from "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. That phrase has been my mantra for years and years, and it still is. I almost had that on the cover of my ordination bulletin, because no matter how hard life has been, no matter how painful life has been, or healing from the pain has been, this phrase has grounded me. It's helped me to refocus. It's reminded me of the why I keep going. And it has empowered me to keep going. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. In a poetic way, it reminds me of when Jesus said that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your strength and with all of your mind. Right? Jesus didn't say you shall love the Lord your God with a little bit of your heart and just a portion of your soul, maybe a sliver of your strength and maybe a small percentage of your mind. No, Jesus calls us to love the Lord our God with all of our hearts, all of our souls, all of our strength, and all of our minds. This kind of love is all-encompassing, requiring all of who we are and all that we have. Like in the first commandment, you shall have no other gods. And Luther says, what does this mean? We should fear, love, and trust God above all things. Not a few things, not some things, not certain things. All things. All. And in today's gospel lesson, Jesus is reminding us that money is a part of the all. He reminds us that fearing and loving and trusting God above all things means money too. Because the truth is that money has an idolatrous power that competes with God for allegiance in our lives. And so we hear that the man comes to Jesus in the gospel lesson wanting what he does to be good enough. He doesn't want to let go of the hold he has on his money and offer it to God, not his all. He wants to hold on to that, which is one of the ways that money becomes an idol. It convinces us to trust it more than we trust God. Money has the temptation to cause us to want money more than we want God. And so this man, he's a good guy. He hasn't murdered. He hasn't committed adultery. He honored his parents, right? The way we would say this in the modern era would say, yeah, I'm a good person, right? He is a good person. But brothers and sisters, that's not what Jesus is talking about. That's not what Jesus calls us to. We aren't called to just be good people. We are called to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our strength, all of our souls. It's not enough to be a good person, to do certain things and to not do other things in different areas of our lives. God wants every area of our lives, every single bit of who we are, every single bit of our devotion, every single bit of our allegiance. God wants all of who we are and all that we have. God calls us to love the Lord our God, to fear, love, and trust God above all things, no exceptions. Now, don't get me wrong, money or wealth isn't a bad thing, but it has the power to so easily and so quickly become an idol for us. Jesus doesn't care about how much money we have, but he does care about how we use our money. And Jesus cares deeply about our values and our attitudes toward money. Because although money is a deeply personal subject, it's also a matter of faith. The way that we think about money, the way that we spend money, the way that we use our money is a reflection of our faith and what we believe about God, whether or not we want it to be. We can use our finances wisely and faithfully in ways that honor God, or our finances can become an idol. The way that we think about and use money reveals whether or not we fear, love, and trust God above all else. We, the church, Christ's disciples, we need to learn how to talk about money and stewardship in healthy and faithful ways. I think it's safe to say that most of us want to love God with all of our heart and mind and soul and strength, with all that we have and all that we are. But sometimes maybe we just don't know how to do that. And then maybe there are other times when fear and anxiety, or perhaps even greed and selfishness, override that desire. We need to learn how to have open conversations, perhaps most often with ourselves, that consider how our thoughts and our convictions about money reflect our trust in God. Do we honestly love, fear, and trust God above all else? And for those of us that don't get it right all the time, which is all of us, just like the man in the gospel lesson, may we too listen to Jesus tell us the truth in love, so that yes, the Holy Spirit would convict us in the ways that we make money an idol, but that we may also hear when Jesus speaks the truth in love, that there isn't a spirit of judgment in his voice. Because just as Jesus saw and loved that man, Jesus sees and loves each of us with a heart of compassion in the midst of our disordered devotion, in the midst of our misplaced values and priorities that fully prevent us from loving and trusting God above all things. Sisters and brothers, may you know deep within you that Jesus sees you and loves you, so much so that he holds nothing back from you, including his very self, which he offers at this table. As we come forward, stop at the font and remember who you are and whose you are. And as Jesus nourishes you and strengthens you with his body and blood, may not just our voices, but may our lives sing, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. May it be so. Amen.
Thank you.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. One in the communion of saints, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, we join our voices in prayer. Compassionate God, embody the church to seek all who are lost, clothe those who are naked, and mend what is broken. May we be generous bearers of your eternal love. God of grace, sustaining God, as we approach harvest time, we pray for farmers, field workers, and those who process crops. Keep us mindful of environmental threats to the nourishing food that feeds the world. God of grace, steadfast God, inspire world leaders to share resources and work collectively to end global poverty, starvation, and preventable disease. Direct us to seek justice and equity, that all may live in peace. God of grace, loving God, we pray for those who are afflicted, tormented, grieving, oppressed, and lonely, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, Scott, John, Mary, Kate, Keith, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Deliver the strength of your love and compassion to all who need it today. God of grace. Gracious God, we give thanks for the First Nations and tribes who inhabited this land. We lament the harm done by colonization. Call us to deeper appreciation and care for the languages, rituals, and history of all Indigenous people. God of grace, hear our prayer. Merciful God, hear our cry for mercy in the wake of Hurricanes Helene and Milton. Bring hope and peace to those who grieve, who are harmed, and who are displaced. Be with all who offer assistance. May your spirit uphold them. Give all who are suffering strength to meet the days ahead. God of grace. Ever-living God, we rejoice to be the heirs of the eternal life made real in Jesus' death and resurrection. We give thanks for saints of all times and places, first and last, who still inspire us to faithful living. God of grace.
Holy God, holy and merciful, into your outstretched arms we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to move around a little bit and share the peace of Christ with one another. Peace be with you, Debbie. Peace be.
Thank you.
Holy God, gracious and merciful, you bring forth food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts toward those who hunger in any way, that all may know your care, and prepare us now to feast on the bread of life, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, loving and faithful God. All your works from the depths to the heights echo your praise. In the beginning, your word summoned light. Darkness withdrew and creation dawned. When at last the times had ripened and the earth had grown in full abundance, your word created humankind in your image to steward all of creation. You gave us breath and speech, that all might find a voice to sing your praise and to celebrate the creation you called good. And so with the entire communion of saints, with angels and the whole creation, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy.
Blessed are you, gracious and merciful God. Before our beginnings, you have always been the three in one being who was and is to come. From before time, you have been dreaming us up, imagining a world forming us into creatures who might come to love you in return. By your breath and with your hands, you made us and have written us into the long and unending story of your love. Around a table with the ones you called to carry on your story, you, Jesus, took bread, gave thanks, broke bread, and gave it to your disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Send your Holy Spirit upon this bread and upon us, we pray. Take, bless, break, and give us, that we might be your body in the world. After the meal ended, you, Jesus, took the cup of wine. Again, you gave thanks and praise and gave the cup to your disciples, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Send your Holy Spirit upon this cup and upon us, we pray. Take, bless, pour, and give us, that we might be your life flowing for the world. Lord, unite us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready.
Thank you.
blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together. God of abundance, with this bread of life and cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world, and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with mercy and grace. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Just a couple of quick announcements. The first is that we have all been praying for our brother John, and after tomorrow he will be halfway through his chemo treatments. That's amazing. So please continue to hold John in your prayers, and if Freddie has mapped it out all right, and if everything goes according to plan, John should finish chemo on Madison's birthday. So hopefully before Christmas, we can ring a bell. Also, the fellowship committee is a little short-staffed this morning, so if anyone would be willing to stay after and help clean up and put away some of the tables and chairs, we would greatly appreciate it. All right, here we go, Judy.
Thank you. good news.